Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new here, subscribe to the channel, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. Villa fans, I want as many of you commenting your thoughts on everything that I discuss in this episode. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the debrief from Leeds United 0, Aston Villa 0. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the team and I'm going to give you my thoughts on where I am at with Steven Gerrard. I'm always honest on this channel. I don't have to come on here and pretend and just be sort of like mellow and flat. I can say what I want. So hear my thoughts on everything that I discuss on this episode. I'll be as honest as I possibly can. And this is where I am at as a Villa fan at the minute. So So if you can head over to the Football Content Awards, drop us a vote, and the voting closes next Sunday, so we've got the opportunity to, we will be attending the final and to bring an award back to Birmingham for this channel, so your support is obviously huge. So let's get into it. Let's get into Leeds 0, Aston Villa 0. So the stats from the game, possession-wise, we had majority of the ball. Leeds were down to 10 men for pretty much half of the game. We had 19 shots, 7 on target, 8 off target, and we had 4 blocked shots. We had 9 corners. Corners were weird against Leeds, weren't they? We looked like we were just trying a bit of everything. We had Louise on them, McGinn on them, Coutinho took a few. So corner-wise, a little bit weird. But yeah, that's what it was. We made 12 fouls. They standardly made 23 fouls. Yeah, as the saying goes, dirty, dirty Leeds. Yellow cards, we had 2, they had 5. Big chances, 5 for Aston Villa. Big chances missed, 5. Hit the woodwork once, shots inside the box, 12. Shots outside of the box was 7. So tail of the game, really. We all know that we missed an abundance of chances. Clear chances that we missed. We should be doing better in front of goal. We need to be more clinical in front of goal, but we created the chances to win the game. The chances were there for us to score. The chances were there for us to win the game. In my opinion, we should have gone on to win the game. I feel like when you're playing against 10 men, you have no given right to win that game. In my opinion, when you're playing against a team against 10 men, I think in training, what you see on the training pitch as well, is it's often with a man down. So when you're playing against teams against 10 men, it's not like, oh shit, we're down to 10 men. Like, what do we do? These sides know what they need to be doing. The low blocks are there. They put 10 men behind the ball and it's difficult to break down and it's on the onus of the attacking side to break that team down. So I feel like just because they were down to 10 men, it sort of doesn't just warrant you to go on to win the game. I don't look at it like that. I think you've got to create the chances. You've got to take them and it's on the attacking side to create enough chances to score the goal. So what I'm trying to say is that I think sides are used to playing with 10 men. They're used in training to sort of have a man down and that's how they work. They work with an attacking side with less players against a defensive side with more goals. That's what I'm trying to explain in that instance. So it is all down to Villa to sort of break him down and score. And we did create the chances. We just didn't put them away, which was really, really frustrating. We had the majority of the ball, but finishing wise, we just need to finish our chances. We need to be more clinical. We need to be more ruthless. And that's how I see it, basically. So we can see a momentum bar of the game here as well. So, you know, Villa are in the blue at the bottom and the momentum was heavily with Villa in that second half. It was all Villa. Leeds offered nothing going forward, although heart in mouth towards the end of the game where I thought, oh my God, please just do not let them score. Attacking wise for Aston Villa, again, We know every single game we attack predominantly down the left-hand side. Majority of the game was in midfield, and it was sort of at the edge of the Leeds United 18-yard box as well. But for me, during that game in the second half, I wanted us to go a little bit more central. I felt like we would get majority of our joy if we went through the middle more. I think when we was going wide, we were enabling Leeds to sort of set, get in a low block, and they were happy to have us out wide. We were hurting them more when we were going through the middle when Coutinho was picking up on the ball. Average shape of the Villa side looks a lot better these days. I think that's one thing that we can all be pleased about. Midfield, we've got McGinn, Luiz and Ramsey tight together in a three. Attacking-wise, that's how I think I'd want to see it as well from a Steven Gerrard system. And defensive-wise, we've become a lot more solid and we look a lot better defensively as well. So before we get into that, I just want to talk about the shape of the team defensively. I think we've tuned this sort of formation slightly with the defence and the midfield. I think we look a lot more solid at the back. I think Tyrone Mings is playing really, really well. I think Konsa had a good game at centre-back. You know, we had to go in sort of that orthodox role as well when he had to go to right back, which, you know, we've not seen him there for a while, but I think he can play that role well. I just think his distribution at times needed to be a little bit better, but that's not his position. Ashley Young, I think, again, he's having a real good season for Aston Villa. He's everywhere, isn't he? He can play right back, left back. He's doing really, really well, Ashley Young. And I think this is the best version of him we can get because of his age and where he's at. But defensively, I think we look a lot better. We've conceded 10 goals. We've conceded one more goal than what Man City have conceded. Defensively, I don't think this is the problem. And this is what I'm going to get into in a second. Defensively now, I've said in the past that I felt like we've played in stages. I think the defence playing a stage, midfield plays in a stage, and the attacking three playing stages. At the minute, from what I'm watching at the minute, I think defence and midfield and keeper are playing well. They're playing in a unit. We can now see from that one graphic that the midfield three are together, that it's not erratic. I think the midfield is working well. I think the defence is working well as well. I think we're keeping clean sheets, two clean sheets in our last two games. You can't ask for anything more. That is the foundation and that is the base of any team to build on. If you can keep in clean sheets, you're on to a winner. So two clean sheets in our last two games is pretty good in my opinion. I'm happy with that defence. I think it's working well. And I'll get on to other things in a second. The problem I've got now with Aston Villa are the front three. Now, because we're more solid at the back, we're more solid in midfield, we've stopped the fullbacks going on too far forward, it's hindering the front three, and this is the area in which I think we need to work on. Now, after Southampton, we had a fan meltdown, we won the game, and we had a meltdown because the football was rubbish. We weren't creating enough chances. Fair, right, fair enough, whatever. This game, we had an absolute meltdown because we created so many chances. We didn't take the chances. So we are creating chances, right? But it's about being clinical. And what I would say about this as well is I don't think the two behind Watkins are complementing each other enough. And we'll get onto that in a second as well. So Ollie Watkins' game was a frustrating one. He had 33 touches, accurate passes, 56%. He had three dribbles, two were successful. He had four shots and two of them were off target. I just think it was a bad, bad game for Watkins. I just think he just wasn't clinical enough. You never feel confident when he gets that chance. And it just leaves you with frustration. And I think maybe he needs to come out of the team a little bit because, as a striker, we can criticise certain defenders when they're not playing well, when they're giving the ball away, when they're hoofing the ball. But, you know, when you're not taking chances, when you're predominantly in this side to take your chances, then it's not good, is it? It's not good. The decision making's wrong. I've said at times, I feel like he plays as if he's a winger. He's like, he's a striker, but he plays like an inconsistent winger, if that makes sense. And I think that's an area which, you know, we've got to be looked to bring in another striker, in my opinion. So Coutinho, I felt like he had a better game. I think he had, you know, he's getting more involved. The heat map shows that he's in the right area. He had successful dribbles, 4 out of 5, touches 63, he's passing 83%, which was a lot better as well. And he made one key pass. So I think I'm all right with Coutinho. I think Coutinho is starting to get a little bit better. The area in which I have got a little bit of a problem with is Leon Bailey's position. Now, if you look at this heat map compared to Coutinho's, so the way in which Bailey and Coutinho are playing, they're practically playing as inside forwards. They don't have to offer the width. So those are meant to be playing predominantly more narrow. Whereas what I'm trying to say is that I feel like it's slightly disjointed. I think Coutinho is in the right area, but you've sort of got Coutinho here, Bailey here. They're not working in unison and they're not in sync enough for me. And I think this shows in Bailey's performance. He had 24 touches, 45% accurate passes, which is not great. He had 4 crosses and 2 of them were accurate. So I just think we're not seeing enough from Leon Bailey as well. There was moments where he was getting in the right areas, his dribbles were looking all right, and then he would cut back and run into an overload on their side, and it just doesn't feel great. It's just inconsistent. He was inconsistent against Southampton. And this attack, it's just not complementing itself for me. And that's where I've got an issue with it. It's not flowing. Where I was saying that the keeper, defence and midfield look like they've got a bit of unison, the forwards are just not working. So I think it's important that Buendia comes in for the next game, and I'd like to see Coutinho, Buendia in the side now. I think you'd get more from it. I think you'd get 2 players that are complement each other in Coutinho and Buendia. I know we've tried it before and it's not worked out, but I would say that was due to the fact that it was so erratic out wide. The defence was all over the place. I think now that's got a little bit better. Now that's got a little bit more compact. Now it's got a little bit more tighter. I think we can go back to that. So we got Buendia. Buendia came on and looked lively. He had 86% passing accuracy. And he made 3 long balls and 3 of them were accurate. And he had 1 big chance created as well. So all in all, we created enough chances to win this game. And I don't feel like it's Steven Gerrard's fault that we didn't win this game, in my opinion. Steven Gerrard isn't on that pitch taking those chances. Those players on that pitch missed those chances against Leeds United. And that is what I would say about that. I don't feel like I can blame Steven Gerrard for not winning that game against Leeds United. And that is my honest opinion. We created enough chances to win the game and we didn't take them. Right, let's get back to it. So let's have a look at where we are at in the league table now. So every Villa fan would say we should be in and around 7th to 8th place this season. That was the position which majority of the Villa fans were saying we should finish this season. And as you can see, we are 3 points away from Newcastle and Fulham. We are 2 points off Liverpool. We're in a pack of teams that, like us, are majority inconsistent every single week. It's the toughest league there is. And I just think we're in a pack and we're just not far off from 7th, 8th place. So I think we just got to keep grinding it out. Fixture-wise, we've got Forest coming up. We've got Chelsea. We've got Fulham. So we've got a run of games that are of a difficulty rating of not too high, in my honest opinion. So it's important that we win that game against Forest. We have to win that game against Forest to climb that table. The form since the loss against Arsenal has been okay. The point against City, which looks like an absolute masterstroke to get a point against them the way they're playing. The backing it up, the win against Southampton and the point against Elland Road. Yes, I'd have liked three, but the point to point. If I'm looking at the team now, it's difficult because, you know, look at the teams in this league. If teams in this league were without their first choice left back, first choice right back, first choice centre back, first choice number six, they wouldn't be winning games. They wouldn't be performing very well. So we've got to look at it and think, for now, where we're at, we are without, like I've just said, three of our first choice defenders. We were missing Boubacar Kamara, right? So I've got to look at it honestly and think they're four of our major starters that aren't in this team. So that is a frustration. We just need to ride through this now, in my opinion. My thoughts on Gerrard. I'm not a Gerrard out. I'm not Gerrard out at the minute, is what I would honestly say. My thoughts on Gerrard is that, what would I like to see? I would like to see performances look a bit better. I would like to see the style of play look a little bit better. I would like to see the forwards taking their chances. I would like to see more creativity. But what I would say is that from where we were at the start of the season, how chaotic it looked, it was so chaotic with those fullbacks. The midfield was so disjointed. It does look more solid. We are not conceding goals. We are not conceding chance after chance. So looking at it in that way, I feel all right with that. I'd like to see us be more creative. I would like to see him get Buendia in the side. I think Coutinho is looking better. So at the minute, I'm just flat. I'm just flat Villa fans. That's where I'm at, honestly. I don't want to see him gone because I feel like the form isn't bad enough for him to go. I think the performances aren't bad enough for him to go. You know, if we'd have gone on a losing run after the Arsenal, West Ham and Palace, then I'd have said fair enough. But we have picked up in the last three games. We've started to get points. So I think where I'm at is I've just got to see how it plays out, basically. That is where I'm at. I've got to not go game by game, because I think that's just a ridiculous way of looking at it, saying he's just going to get the sack if we lose against Forest. But injury-wise, where I'm at, like I say, I'm a little bit flat with it. I want to see us doing better, but like, you're looking at the league table, I mean, you know, everybody is lauding how Newcastle are doing, and we're 3 points behind them. We're 2 points behind Liverpool. You know, so I don't know, Villa fans. I'm just not. I can't come on here and say I'm definitely for Gerrard to be out, because, like, we're churning out some results, and I think that's the best we can do at the minute. I think, does a new manager come in and is Ollie Watkins going to turn into like prime Haaland? No, he's not. A new manager weren't going to put the ball in the back of the net against Leeds United. So I just think it's about the responsibility of some of the players as well. We've scored 6 goals this season. That needs to improve. So that's just where I'm at. I'm just a positive Villa fan that wants us to do well. And I see signs of us being better as a unit and as a team. But yeah, I'm like most fans. I want to see us more creatively. I want to see the football improving. But doesn't every team? You know, don't Brentford, don't Everton. It's a really difficult, hard league, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch at the minute. It's frustrating to see the side. But I think if I'm looking at the team that we've got and the injuries that we've got, and, you know, some of the players just aren't performing, and I think they need to have a little bit of a hard look at themselves. So, I hope I've been fair. I hope I've gave my honest opinion of where we're at. I know a lot of fans want Pochettino. I think Pochettino is a great manager. I think if we did get rid of him, then I would love Pochettino. I would absolutely love it. But I don't think, I honestly don't think anytime soon Steven Gerrard is going to be leaving his position as Aston Villa manager. So I think we just got to stick at it now. We got to build. We got to keep the points tally ticking over. And we got to go into Forest and win that game. I think we have to beat Nottingham Forest. And it's a game that, and a performance that the players are going to, they're going to have to raise their bar, aren't they? I think, if we have a little look at, if we have a look at the lineup of which I think we need to go with, and what I was saying about us being a little bit disjointed is it's in this area here where, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing as us going forward. I think this area is looking a lot better. It's looking a lot more assured, like I've said. But this is the area that's just not playing with any, like, cohesion. This is what I want to see us go with against Nottingham Forest, right? This is a lineup which I think can hurt Forest. I think these two need to be in the same team. Danny Ings needs to come into the team. And I think if we go with this, I think we can get 3 points. So I've just gave my honest opinions, Villa fans. Let me know what your thoughts are. Thank you for watching, as always. And cheers for supporting the channel. Up the Villa.